Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now, 7 after the hour here on the DJV Tuesday program, September the 21st. Yep, officially two-thirds of the way through the month. I believe tomorrow afternoon at some point there is an official recognition by all those in charge that we spring into fall. No, how do we fall into fall? What's the expression? Spring ahead and fall back?
Yeah, right.
But you're talking about clocks.
Spring forward and fall back. But
right.
Oh, I'm talking about clocks. No, that's right. Yeah. Sure. Yes, I am. How confused I am, Victoria. You'll have to straighten me out. You've been gone for a week now. I'm in need of some course correction. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keenan is here. Jay is off today. So we have the Redneck Book of Manners to peruse before we get into anything serious. One, never take a beer to a job interview. Two, always identify people in your yard before you shoot them. Three, it's considered poor taste to take a cooler to church. Four, if you have to vacuum the bed, it's time to change the sheets.
Ew.
Five,
ew. So
if you're certain that you're included in the will, it's still considered tacky to drive a U-Haul to the funeral home. That's it.
Oh, my gosh.
Red book. Rule of manners. Okay, so we have the COVID situation, which is ad nauseum going on. Stats are out. How many Americans have died? Well, if you want to compare, I remember having this conversation with Victoria. I think it was one of the first days that we talked about this. Good God. What, a year and a half? When did we start? We talked about this in March, kind of.
Way too long
year.
Ago. 10 years ago. I don't know.
Yeah, right. Anyway, I compared the situation to the flu of 1819.
Right.
And
what was it like then?
Oh, so it's going to be that kind of day.
Well, you're like, we compared it. Like, were you there?
I know. And he was so passionate about it. Oh, this is nothing compared to the Spanish flu. I was like, no one cares about the Spanish flu. Everyone's trying to figure out what's happening right now. And
well,
that was our big argument.
My grandmother, I did not ever know her. My father's mother died in the flu in the first week, actually, of it. And her sister died the next week. And it was like there was in Boston, it was really stiff. It was tough. Really was tough. Mm. So anyway, the stats don't go unnoticed. The population, if you go back to that era, the 19, just after World War One, in fact, which is a little more than a century ago, was one third. This is what I find. This is more startling, if that's what we're looking for here, or more sobering than the fact that all these people died, but the population of our country was one-third of what it is now. So there were about 100 million people who lived in America at that time. During the Civil War, I think there were 60, when the Civil War started, there were 68 million people living in America. When the Civil War was over, there were 64 million people living in America. All those people that died, either directly or indirectly, as a result of the Civil War, the most damaging war in many ways that we have ever fought, when we fought among ourselves. And there's a lesson, it seems to me there's a lesson there anyway. If I was going to compare something, I wouldn't go, well, I get the comparison to the flu of 1918, but I also think you look back at the Civil War and how divided our country was, and I look around at what we are doing to ourselves these days, and frankly, even though it's not a hot war. It's a war. Biden doesn't want to have a cold war with the Russians and the Chinese. Okay, it's a speech from yesterday. So are we not engaged in a cold war here in our own country when it comes to ideas, when it comes to what people do with their time, what's important to them? I look at some of the pages on social media, and it looks to me like we're ferocity. I don't know about veracity. I think veracity is always being challenged. That is having, is it the truth or not the truth? But the ferocity of people and their anger, toward others over seemingly nonsense. And so I think we need to look in the mirror here and hoping that we can get beyond. I wonder if things aren't, I don't know how to statistically prove this, if things aren't worse now because of our attitude toward one another with regard to the flu or the virus or however you want to categorize it. It's a big flu. What are we doing to ourselves in the name of I have the right to do this?
Well,
or I have the right to do that.
It's another way for us to divide ourselves too, which is ridiculous. Yeah. We've already been divided on so many things, politics, yeah. religion, yeah. all of these different things. And now it's the vaxxed, the unvaxxed. It's mass,
very
unmasked.
Frustrating.
Yeah. And instead of just, you know, thinking, okay, or even having a shred of empathy, it's one or the other. There are people just do not want to operate in gray area, and I don't know why, and I wish that at some point we're going to have to figure out
how do we do that,
how
Jennifer? How do we operate in that so-called gray area?
I don't know, but there is nothing in life that is black and white, but people sure act like it is all the time.
Yeah, you think you're right about that. So, Victoria, you just took a trip. What did you encounter in terms of people wearing masks? I don't know that you
attack
knew about
chickens.
People.
Were the chickens wearing masks?
Lewis wanted to be wearing armor.
Reference is to Victoria's visit to my farm, and her husband Lewis was a wonderful guy. You want to describe your experience or your husband's being chased by the attack chicken? What is the?
Well, I think Doug may have already called him out, by the way.
Yeah,
publicly.
Well, and rightfully so. So I, you know. My Queens guy, I guess, I didn't really think he would be, I didn't really think he'd be like that much of a city slicker. So we pull onto the farm and Doug hadn't met us yet. And so I like leap out of the car and I'm running at the baby goats. Like I just can't wait to get to the animals fast enough. And there are baby rabbits and peacocks and goats and oh my gosh. And the bigger goats were so friendly. It was just amazing. So I'm there and I'm filming and talking to the animals and petting them. And Lewis is nowhere to be found. So I turn around and he's way back by the car. And I mean like a good at least 25 yards away. And I look at him, I go, what are you doing? Come here. You're missing all this. And he's just like, oh, I'll be there in a second. And so I'm like, okay, maybe it's a work email. So I didn't press. I went back to the animals. Well, another 5 minutes goes by and he has not moved. He's in the exact same spot. So I turn around again and I was like, what is going on? And he said, I'm just being, you know, then he points over at this rooster that's not even doing anything. The rooster's not even looking at him. It's just hanging out. And it's like it had formed some barricade and he couldn't get beyond the rooster.
They were in a standoff.
Yeah. And so, well, in his mind. And so I walked back down there and I went right up to the rooster. And the thing just walked away. And I was like, can you please come over to the animals now? I mean, this is really ridiculous. And then as soon as Doug got there, I couldn't wait to tell him that Lewis was afraid of the chicken. And then Lewis's exact words were, well, I didn't know if it was like an attack chicken. And I said, what's an attack chicken? I don't know what that is.
From someone who's seen way too many James Bond movies. They've all been trained.
Right. Right. Or some cockfighting ring or something. I have no idea what he thought it was going to do, but he was completely paralyzed by the attack chicken.
This could have been like a fifth grade report, My Day on the Farm by Victoria Keelan.
Right. And then when Doug took us over to see the calves, which were so cute, and so I couldn't wait to like, you know, stick my hands through the fence and pet the baby cows and everything, and Lewis was just standing there. I'm like, will you please pet a cow? Like, I was getting angry with him. I was like, if you don't pet an animal, I'm going to lose it. He's like, it's fine. And I guess Doug kind of coaxed him into petting a friendly one or something.
Trained
I don't know.
Him.
Well, they're all pretty friendly, actually.
I know. That was my point. They were all wonderful, and he was just such a big chicken.
I think I was trying to teach him. I think I just stuck my finger through the fence, and the calf started sucking on my finger. And I think he looked at me as if the calf was going to chew off or bite off my finger.
You guys really missed an opportunity. You could have terrorized him. You've been like,
oh, I know.
Don't touch that one, Lewis.
Oh, but Jen, I do have one
cow.
I know, that's one little bite. I do have one little tidbit for you, Jen. This is what I thought.
Yes.
So at one point, I look over and we're petting the baby cows, right? And so at one point, Doug has probably halfway up his arm is completely in the cow's mouth, right? Like, it's not just his two fingers. He has like his whole hand. And well, which was fine. It was very cute because the cow, I guess, the calf had just been weaned, so she was still kind of like in that nursing mode. So that was really cute. But what was not cute was that I paid close attention, and we went to dinner immediately after that, and Doug did not wash his hands.
Come on, Doug. Oh, my God. You didn't wash your hands after being nuzzled?
That's actually a good way to clean your hands because the cow's mouth is very clean.
With a tongue? It would be like saying, oh, my cat licked my face. I don't have to wash it.
You are all of us just city slickers. Good God.
I mean, I got to the restaurant, and I went and washed my hands because I had been petting all the animals. And then I was trying to...
You don't want salmonella.
Right, or whatever you can get, yeah. But, yeah, so Doug went right to dinner.
I had a lobster roll, so I had I was touching the food with my hands.
Come on.
Actually, probably tasted better.
And then you wonder why you get a little bug.
Yeah, that's true.
At least I don't have any COVID to worry about. All right, so meanwhile, back at the ranch, situation about the if we don't have enough to be concerned about at the moment, then you look ahead, fast forward to the winter time.
We have our first case of West Nile virus in California, too. I just wanted to fill you guys
wonderful.
In. That was big news yesterday.
You know what the problem is? The food, see, this is a vicious
circle. People are bored and they have to pay attention to this stuff.
Well, but the idea of having...
West Nile's
that's how
Nile's
I,
right?
By the way, my hand in the calf's mouth is how I get immunity. I have a very strong immune system. It's because of stuff like that.
You should
that
have
I've done.
Everybody come over and jam their hands.
Absolutely.
Their
mouth. Yeah.
I didn't
stronger.
Even care about that. I thought that was really cute. But it was just the, you know, let's go to dinner and not wash your hands.
Yeah. At any rate,
I hope you don't do that on dates.
Happy birthday twice when you get in there.
I don't. The date doesn't come to the farm first, so my hands are probably safe.
Well, they don't know. Okay.
Anyway, no. And what they don't know is doesn't hurt.
Exactly. Right. Ignorance that's is it. Bliss. That's how I feel at a hotel. Just don't tell me anything.
Oh yeah. Can you imagine who was it that slept in that room last night?
That's what don't want to think about it.
I don't want to go to an upstairs
when I
hotel.
Open the door, that room is mine. No one else has been there before.
Okay. So anyway, there is Johns Hopkins is suggesting that there's going to be a surge. Again in the wintertime, or it'll go through March or something, and then it's pretty much gonzo. So I'm not even sure I want
to
report exactly on those sorts of things. So there's the farm update and the COVID update up to the moment. And actually, I have a little bit more from the Redneck Book of Manners for the next half hour. It's 18 after right now. Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't compromise your visibility with streaks or smearing on your windows. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. The professional parts people will help you navigate their wide selection to find just the right wiper blades for your vehicle. O'Reilly Auto Parts will even install your wiper blades free. That's free. See better and drive safer with new wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
You will solve the great mystery.
Streaming only on Peacock.
This is Robert Langdon. The suspect called him.
I teach symbology. He wants me to locate an ancient portal buried within the capital.
From the author of The Da Vinci Code and Angels and Demons.
It's your dad. The people who took him want me to find a piece of a very old puzzle.
And executive producers Ron Howard and Brian Grazer.
We have to finish this or my dad is dead.
Dan Brown's The Lost Symbol. Streaming now with new episodes every Thursday. Only on Peacock.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish
is pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
What?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, 23 after the hour on the DJV program. Jennifer is here. Victoria is here. IJ is off today. But we do have lots of trending things, including a guy who doesn't really quite understand what it means to pledge to do something and then not do it. We'll talk about that after this.
At Hannah's Organic Honey, business may be sweet, but they need an e-commerce queen bee to lead the hive.
Okay, these jars are going to Jakarta. Oh, wait a minute. Does that say Jackson?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Okay, so for those of you who remember a couple of months ago the whole thing about Morgan Wallen and his comments about black folks, I remember there was, well, he was pretty much shunned, wasn't he, by everybody, certainly the entertainment community.
Yeah.
So he said, I'll give $500,000 to black-led groups because of that racial slur, and to the point where we are today, Tuesday, September 21st, there isn't a nickel that's been put forth.
Money just got lost in the mail, right?
Yeah.
That could have been it, right. The check was in the mail.
So you're trying to rebuild yourself after being a dummy and being stupid, and you almost lost your whole career. And you're getting a second chance, which most people don't get after they lose their career. You get a second chance. People are welcoming you back slowly but surely, and you're like, okay, I'm going to do this thing to rebuild my image. You better make sure that the check arrives. I mean, who is working for this guy? He also was supposed to sit down with the NAACP or something, and then he bailed on the meeting. I don't know. This guy is just,
I get nothing from him that shows that he actually understands.
I didn't get. Well,
what
you're,
he
I'm
did
with you
wrong.
On that one, Victoria. Anything
or
you read,
why,
or look
yeah.
at the guy. Anyway, this the whole incident. He said, "Quote." Apparently there were a couple of meetings that were scheduled with the NAACP. He agreed to meet with them, and then he kind of blew them off. And there's this article that is in Black, it's in the Rolling Stone. There's an article about Black music action and the coalition and people that are, trying to do right by Black folks who are in the music.
I guess the problem that I have is you can go with two routes here. Like, from a public relations standpoint, and I guess maybe this kind of thing always, you guys always hear me talk about messaging because it fires me up when people just are so stupid because it was what I studied. And so there's two paths here. Either you don't apologize at all, you don't acknowledge there's a problem, and you just move on. That's one thing that you'll see a lot of companies in crisis do, a lot of people in crisis do. Just never apologize, never say you're sorry, move on, move forward. Or you apologize, you rebuild your brand, you do the right thing, you follow through, and that's another way that you can deal with it. It sounds like he started out with number one and then switched over to, or started out with number two and then switched over to number one, which does not work. You can't apologize and act like you're sorry and then not follow through.
But what does it say about people? The album, after this whole thing using the N-word surfaced, his sales of music went way up.
Yeah.
His sales jump. What does that tell you about? Are we on the wrong side of this?
I don't know if it was that or if it was people that were going to support him after he got kicked off of Saturday Night Live, because it all happened about the same time.
Yes.
And that was about a masking thing.
28 past here on the DJ V Show.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. The electric initiative from Mercedes-Benz is accelerating as fast as the Mercedes EQ models themselves, with the EQA, EQB, the electric executive sedan, EQE, and the luxury sedan, EQS. For the U.S. market, the all-electric compact SUV will be launched as the EQB 300 4MATIC with 225 horsepower, as an EQB 350 4MATIC with 228 horsepower. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting two times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 50% off. That's the new My Slippers, get 50%.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An autopsy on the body of a young woman found in Wyoming over the weekend will be conducted today. The FBI believes it's that of missing 22-year-old Gabby Petito. When we have more information, we'll pass it along. House and Senate leadership announced on Monday that they plan to attach a proposal to raise the debt ceiling through December 2022 to a short-term government funding bill. The bill must pass before the end of the month or Congress risks a shutdown. President Biden will use his first address before the UN General Assembly to lay out his vision for an era of intensive diplomacy with allies and vigorous competition with great powers. Biden will take to the lectern in New York on Tuesday. White House COVID-19 Response Coordinator Jeffrey Zients announced on Monday that the Biden administration will allow fully vaccinated travelers from around the world to enter the United States beginning in November. This is USA Radio News.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
The body found in Wyoming near Grand Teton National Park is suspected of that being of missing 22-year-old Gabby Petito. The body will undergo an autopsy today to determine the identity and cause of death. Forensic pathologist Priya Banerjee on Fox News explains what science may reveal.
You know, as we know, today is going to be absolutely critical. The first thing to consider is that if we think about when she was last communicated with late August, that leaves quite a bit of time for her to be deceased and for the body to decompose. So that's going to make things a little bit more challenging. But again, we don't know exactly how she died, and so that's going to be critical for the pathologist to really, you know, dive in, use all sorts of extra analyses, if you will, not only toxicology, potentially needing a forensic anthropologist, if bone trauma is there, you know, depending on the condition of the body. They also really do need to work on formally identifying her. I don't know how much of that has been done. I know the FBI has said that it's her, but again, we have to think about how she was killed. Was she shot, stabbed, strangled, you know, blunt force to the head or anywhere else? I mean, there's so many variables that need to be accounted for.
Scientists may have discovered the cause of Alzheimer's disease. Researchers from Curtin University are reporting leakage from a toxic compound called beta amyloid from the bloodstream might be the root problem. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're at 34 after the hour now, 26 before the top of the next hour. On the Tuesday DJV program, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here on the air from the Red Book, Doug, the Redneck Book of Manners when it comes to dining out. If you're drinking directly from the bottle, always hold it with your fingers covering the label. Avoid throwing bones and food scraps on the floor as the restaurant may have dogs. And if you're entertaining at home, the rules are a centerpiece for the table ought not to be anything prepared by a taxidermist. Okay. I'm getting a kick out of this myself anyway. Don't allow the dog to eat at the table no matter how good his manners are. That's something that many of us have problems with. And if you're looking at the Redneck Book of Manners, the personal hygiene department, while your ears need to be cleaned regularly, this is a job that should be done in private using one's own truck keys. Proper use of toiletries can forestall bathing for several days. However, if you live alone, deodorant is a waste of good money.
Well, when half your arm is in a cow's mouth, is there anything in there for that?
Yeah.
Washing hands before dinner?
No, but the rules for dating outside of the family in the Red Book, the Redneck Book of Manners, the aggressive, let her know you're interested. I've been wanting to go out with you since I read that stuff on the restroom a couple of years ago.
Oh, jeez.
Establish with her parents what time she's expected back. As some will say 10, others might say Monday. If the latter is the answer, it's the man's responsibility to get her to school on time. Okay.
Oh, my God. That is
all
so
right.
Gross.
That's true. So, speaking of gross, the Capitol Police report that more than 4,000 threats against lawmakers have been made this year so far. Threats against members of Congress, the rate so high that it continues the total number of threats doubling from last year, if it goes this as it has been going. And I wonder why. What is there? Are we back to this?
People are so angry. And
well,
you know
they
what?
Ought to be. What's being
it's
done?
It's happening. Because I was
done.
Looking at this story, and it's happening to both parties.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's happening to mostly congressional representatives. And it's just so strange because I think there are so many people who are disappointed with what's happening right now or what's not happening that they just can't handle it. And I almost feel like after being locked down for a year and a half, like whether people realize it or not, I think people are just sharper. They're just like it's a shorter fuse or something. It's not
absolutely
really strange.
Plenty of that around for sure. But then is this the way to do it? We're getting to the basic level of not insanity, but the insurrection part of us. I don't know.
Well, and to be fair, I mean,
troubling.
There's been this growing trend to buck the status quo, right? To buck the career politicians. And you can say Trump was maybe one of those people because he was like the business guy. We saw the recall against Newsom. We saw the impeachment of Andrew Cuomo. Like, people are kind of like bucking the system a little bit, whether or not it's successful all the time. I think people are just tired of the inactivity. I think people are waking up that these people go to Congress, they stay there forever, they do nothing, and so some people with short circuits then start to go crazy, and they go, well, I'll show them, or I'll scare them, or
well,
you know, whatever.
Yeah, how many of those people didn't vote when it gets right
down I'm sure probably all of them. I mean, I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
But probably most of them.
Yeah. So the lack of this can all be traced to I did connect the dots, Victoria, I think last Thursday or Friday, talking about all of the things that have befallen not only our country but the world, and many of them can easily be brought back to the Chinese Communist government over the last 50 years, 30, 40, 40 or 50 years, whatever you want to go back to, including what I think now you. With the advent of all the information that's come out about September 11th, there are connections to the Middle East, the Chinese connection to the Middle East, and whatever can be done. There has been for decades an attempt on the part of the Chinese leadership to disrupt whatever they can in the West, mostly starting with America, and it comes and goes, and we're silly enough. Where did we lose sight of the fact that America should be America should be our priority? And is it just greed? Is that all it is? Can it be traced to that? I mean, the Chinese government, Chinese psychology is they understand the West and they understand in a sense, they're understanding it because they're getting to be the same way. They want everything for themselves. But you can see the mischief, the nuisance. And more than that, many of the horrible things that have been done, you can trace back to the Chinese communist leadership. And just, why do we not see that? They've so inculcated their way into our way of life, into our system, into our businesses, the influence that they peddle, and some of it's direct, some of it's indirect.
Yeah.
We allowed it.
I mean, it's American greed, and they've exploited it.
Yeah. So are we going to wake up in time, or is it done? Are we finished? A lot of people just think that we're done. Well, the American experiment's over. And we've been brought to our knees by Pfizer. We've spent all this money. We don't have it. Sooner or later, either you declare bankruptcy or How do you pay back $24 trillion, no matter how big your economy is, unless you take everything from the people who are, literally everything. The taxes keep going up, the services keep getting worse, the problems keep getting bigger, and we're just, having a joint or whatever it is that we do.
Says the guy who's opened a dispensary.
Yeah, right?
All right, anyway, that's that business. Let's see. The FBI has searched the home of this fiancé for Gabby Petito. What's the story with him?
This
story, and then because we were on vacation and just, not really paying much attention to the news, and then this story blew up all over social media. This is horrific. Then I don't understand why the parents of this guy aren't being arrested, because they clearly know more than what they've not shared.
Well, they did pull them out of the house yesterday, and this was kind of the interesting development. So when we were on the air together yesterday, they were searching this reserve where there are alligators and swamps, where this guy, Brian Laundrie, was supposed to be hiking. That was the last time somebody saw him, was he was hiking in this reserve. And what's so weird is that he had parked his Mustang outside, and the parents, who said that he just disappeared, they didn't know where he was, somehow found his Mustang and moved it back to their home 2 days after he went missing. And so the Mustang was at their home, and everybody, a lot of reporters are staked, or kind of doing the stakeout in front of the parents' house and in front of this reserve. And they said there was no search effort that started underway yesterday morning, and they were wondering what was going on, and they said they had called it off. The police that were in charge said they called it off. So a little bit later in the day, that's when the FBI speeds up to the house of the Laundrie's parents. They, 20 FBI agents, which is a huge number for what this is, pull the parents out of the house, put them in a van, go through, take something, including the car, the Mustang. They pull that away because apparently he left some sort of note on the Mustang. And then instead of arresting the parents, they let the parents go back inside the house, which I thought was strange. Mm. I don't know. If I were the family of this girl, not thankfully, because she's been located and it was her body and not her, but you'd have to peel me off these people if I thought that they knew where my daughter was.
Yeah.
What grace and restraint these people have shown in the Petito family. Holy smokes.
But the whole thing, where it goes back to the boyfriend, how long were they boyfriend and girlfriend? How long have they known each other? Is it a long relationship, or was it something that...
Well, they were only, 23 or something?
Yeah, they're kids. So they are kids. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I kind of caught on to the story, I was seeing a lot of stuff on social media where people, several different instances, I guess, on that road trip, the cops were called because they were fighting and hit, and she accused him of hitting her, and then I guess the cops separated them for a night, and he had to stay in a motel, and she stayed in the van. I don't know. Maybe there were drugs involved, and I don't know. It seemed very weird. If you're in a van going across the country with your quote unquote fiance or whatever, and it's that bad, just go home.
Go home. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. So there
I'll
is
get it.
One of those things. Well, I think that's it. One of those things that's hard to explain and or understand. The situation with Simone Biles. Now, the situation with USA Gymnastics, she has certainly had lots to say since the situation with Larry Nassar. She was one of the victims, was she not? Didn't she? That's where she first became known, because she was one of the first people to speak out about the horrors of what he was up to. So now apparently the gymnastics team, or the Olympians, I'm trying to separate this out, are doing sort of a tour of the people who were stars, and she doesn't seem like she's all that excited about participating, because the USA Gymnastics people haven't really addressed the issues, or so she says. She said she'd go on a tour if USA Gymnastics was not involved.
Mm. Well, they covered it up. They kept him employed. And they knew they had, this is kind of like the Penn State thing all over again. You know, I mean, Joe Paterno knew what was going on with those other two coaches.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and yet kept them on the payroll until it really hit the fan. And then it just was, you know, not feasible anymore to keep them around. But it's kind of like we don't know how many victims exactly, you know, the Penn State thing had, but we know this is hundreds and hundreds of young girls who are his victims. And for USA Gymnastics to not do anything about it. And then I think I recall something back in the beginning, they tried to pay off Michigan State or something. There was some shady stuff that they did too.
Yeah.
So I don't blame Simone Biles if she says she'll do whatever, but as long as they're not involved, I don't blame her.
Mm-hmm. Well, that appears to be the situation. 45 past the hour now in the DJV program.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. There's probably no one better than you at explaining the importance and satisfaction of owning silver and gold coins, especially right now during these really uncertain and strange economic times.
Well, I appreciate the compliments. It is uncertain, and when you have uncertainty, typically precious metals rise, along with excessive government spending. And as you know, right now, we're trying to, at least one party, excessively spend money.
When you have something in your hands, it's something that you can always use, right? It's something you can always utilize. If it's just some, you know, money in a bank or you're investing in something else, like in stocks or something else, you never know when that's going to go down. You never know the dips. But if you have it in your hands, it's something you can always use.
Gold's up 530% since 2000, while the Dow and S&P are up 200%. And when you put it in your hands, it's like putting a puppy in your hands, and you can appreciate that. We say money is history in your hands, and since before Christ, gold is withheld value over time.
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploss.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploss.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, fall style.
Wait, wasn't it just June?
Right? So I went to Kohl's.
Of course you did.
I got a cute Cara Santana for Nine West sweater for 25% off and a great pair of Vans.
Love Vans.
And saved 25% on a Champion hoodie for my husband.
Ooh, sounds cozy.
You should go. You'll get 15% off or 15, 20, or even 30% off with a Kohl's card.
BRB.
Select styles. Offer ends September 26th. Champion coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
53 past the hour. It's Tech Talk time now. Thank heavens Victoria's back so that I don't have to stumble my way through all the information, including a story from last week. I didn't know what OLED laptop screens were all about, but then Victoria and I were just talking about it and explaining what LED is. We know that. We all pretty much know what that is. So, yeah. What is the O? How does that play into this?
OLED basically is just, it's a higher performance screen. And so you're going to get a faster speed, you're going to get a faster refresh rate on the screen. It's just for a laptop to have an OLED laptop, that's you're going to get incredible resolution. And I think the story was that Apple has officially confirmed that the iPhone 13 and Samsung's display are both going to ramp up the OLED production, which is that's essentially where most TVs are now too. If you go out and buy a brand new flat screen, you're going to have OLED at this point.
Got it.
So it's good. It's really good.
That's good. All right. So that's an explanation that I didn't have. Now you all have it. Good for Victoria. Hooray for us. Okay. General Motors, says that they have decided, or they figured out how to make batteries for their Bolt. A lot of people who bought these Bolts are bringing them back, want their money back, because of all the problems with the batteries. So what's going on here?
So now General Motors says that they're going to start swapping the new batteries in to the Chevy Bolts. This is going to start in October. They've had at least a dozen fires that have triggered this massive recall. This recall has cost GM over $2 billion. And so GM did not say when they're going to start production again of brand new versions of the Bolt. But for now, they're still working with LG, who produces the batteries, and they're working to replace them. And so owners of older Bolts, if you have from 2017 to 2019, they have all of the modules in their battery packs swapped out for new ones. Now, owners of newer models, you will only have to have individual modules changed out. So basically, it's less work. And so GM said on Monday that they'll have dealers start installing the new diagnostic software on Bolts in the next 60 days. In the meantime, they have actually said that they don't want you to charge the battery all the way to 100%, but you also can't let it fall below 70%. So it's a very specific, it's a very specific guideline that they've given. And so now they're saying that you shouldn't go beyond 90%. You shouldn't charge it, and you should avoid depleting the battery below 70 miles of the remaining range. So you have to really be careful with your Bolt. It's not that helpful, obviously, if you're commuting to work or if this is your main mode of transportation. GM says once they make this tweak with the new battery software, they believe that that should fix it. They've also said in the meantime that, you know, you shouldn't park your car indoors. You shouldn't park it in a garage that's closed because these batteries can explode, and so you don't want to blow up your house. They also say that you should be at least 50 feet away from any other car or anything else. And so now they said with this new fix, you still need to have, quote-unquote, ample space instead of the 50 feet, but they didn't actually define what ample means. So keep your Chevy Bolt away from everyone else. Thank you.
All right. Next up, the DoorDash folks trying to expand into alcohol delivery. Is that going to work?
I think this is going to work really well because throughout the pandemic, a lot of states that used to be kind of strict with alcohol delivery and restaurant takeout, they've relaxed those rules. In New York, one of Cuomo's last things before he left office was that he revoked it, and a lot of restaurants and customers were not happy. Here in New Jersey, where I am, you can still, and in Connecticut, you can still take alcohol away with you from a restaurant, or you can have it delivered. So what DoorDash is doing is they're trying to capitalize on all of this demand, and they're expanding DoorDash alcohol delivery service to 20 new states, including the District of Columbia, up in Canada, and down in Australia as well. They said that this is going to reach 100 million adults worldwide. And so the alcohol delivery has found that 56% of customers over the age of 21 would order alcoholic beverages if it was offered as part of the food delivery system.
So what's the argument against doing it?
It's a great question because states have never allowed this before, and then this was a pandemic thing that,
like,
you know, in order to help, in order to help restaurants stay afloat, the states immediately said, okay, you know, when you order takeout, you can also order cocktails to go, you can order bottles of wine to go, you know, a six-pack of beer, whatever it is. And so this has helped restaurants literally stay alive during this. Yeah. So I don't see any argument against it. I really don't.
Yeah, well, it's the prudish, puritanical, I want to control what you do in your life thinking. That is part of the problem, I think, that we have all across our country, frankly. 59 past the hour. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here on the DJV.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.